This is a podcast version of the book Sign Sell, Harnessing the Power of Your Interior Advertising by Rick Siegel and Matthew Hudson, in conjunction with Fast Signs. Chapter 1, How We Got So Passionate About Signage. The topic of signage is one we can all relate to. We bet that in the last week, you've benefited from someone's use of signage in some way to help you find a product, find your way, make a choice, or learn more to determine the best item for you. It's amazing how much a part of our life signs truly are. Yet if you were to make a list of the number of places you visited that had great signage, and a list of the places that had poor signage, the list of poor signage places would far outweigh the list of good ones. It's just a fact. Now take it a step further. If you can relate to the bad signage experiences, ask yourself these questions. When was the last time you stood in the threshold of your store and surveyed your signage? When was the last time you shopped your business as one of your customers? We're talking about the customer who is coming in for the first time, not the one who already knows your store or business. And that's why we did this book. Rick Siegel likes to refer to the power of signage as stumbling onto acres of diamonds. The story of the acres of diamonds is an old story about a farmer in Africa who heard about the diamonds that were being found and the people who were becoming instant millionaires. So off the farmer went to find his fortune. Well, year after year went by without any luck, and the farmer finally had to accept that he couldn't search anymore and that he had better go back to his farm and family. He arrived home as a broken man and considered himself a failure. But when he went back to his fields to plow, he discovered diamonds. Acres and acres of them. As the story goes, the field was one of the richest diamond fields in all of Africa. His riches were in his own backyard the whole time. That's how we and hundreds of other retailers and business owners feel about interior advertising and signage. It has always been there in our own backyards. We just didn't see it. Let us share the journey in discovering, or should we say uncovering, the power of signage with six of our own real experiences. Let's begin with the step that took the longest to distinguish. We have done a lot of work in downtown revitalization. It provides the chance to work one-on-one with store owners and managers. Without fail, in almost every store visited, the conversation would include a certain type of sign the business could use to help the businesses succeed. It wasn't always a price item sign. Many times it was a sign that simply communicated the benefits of the product. Sometimes it was an entertaining or fun sign that could lighten the mood or a graphic that extended the branding in the store. Anyway, what started to happen was what we could receive calls later in the day or over the next few days about how the sign suggestions created a great result. Sometimes gifts would be sent to show appreciation, but it still wasn't registering that we might be onto something. The next experience I had was something that took place in a simple personal shopping experience. There was a new IKEA store opening up near me, so my wife and I drove down to shop the store. We were in the store about an hour when I turned to my wife and said, "Gee, we're getting a great service here." My wife burst into laughter. I turned to her and asked what was so funny, and she explained that we hadn't talked to anybody yet. I perceived I was getting great service from the signs the store opted to use. To me, that was amazing because I had always believed that great service comes from one-to-one contact. I never considered that a sign could provide the value of a person. I later learned that IKEA had truly mastered signage and is a must-stop for anyone in any form of the retail business. The next experience occurred when I checked into a location of one of the national hotel franchises. I'll save the chain from the embarrassment and let it go nameless. When I checked in, I asked the lady at the front desk if she could recommend a good restaurant in the area, which she proceeded to do. She told me about a restaurant that was just a couple of miles down the road. I went and had a great meal. The next day, I was speaking at a conference center next to the hotel. At the end of the day, the owner of the hotel and conference center asked me to walk through his facilities with him. On my tour, I discovered that this businessman also owned a restaurant located right inside the conference center. I shared my story about being referred to another restaurant down the road by the front desk clerk the night before. He quickly got annoyed with his employee. Before he completely lost it, I suggested to him that maybe a sign could have prevented the problem. He listened and had a sign made to make people in the hotel aware of the on-premise restaurant, and the sales took off. Are you starting to understand our passion? Just a few more quick stories. The next experience occurred when I was asked to complete an Arbitron report that would document every time I listened to the radio, including which station and program, noting how long I listened. I realized at the end of the week that I'd listened to radio less than 1% of my available time. At one point in my life, radio would have represented 25% of my available time. Traditional advertising, and especially newspaper advertising, is quickly becoming a thing of the past. While broadcast and internet advertising are still effective awareness generators, it's hard to beat the power of a sign when you have a captive audience in your location looking to purchase. The most profound experience in relationship to interior signage came over 30 years ago. I was privy to a corporate report generated by a national home goods business. At the time, the store managers were complaining about all the signs that corporate wanted hung throughout the store, especially during the holiday selling season. The complaining turned into a formal request among the managers who wanted the actual effects of the signs tested. To address the store manager's complaints, this chain conducted a test with 12 stores. These 12 stores took down all of their signage to see what would happen. Can you guess what happened next? All 12 stores universally experienced sales decreases of 32 to 36% compared to the same time period the year before after just a 10-day period. Needless to say, the managers never complained about the signs again. This next experience we'll mention was definitely the most dramatic in sales increases. It involved a wine store that put up one sign that increased their sales over 30% without reducing one single price. The sign they put up said, "Grab a six-pack and go." When was the last time you bought a six-pack of wine? The last time I bought a six-pack of wine, I belonged to a fraternity, and drinking a six-pack of wine was what I did when I was young and dumb. Yes, they had a cardboard container that housed the six bottles perfectly, but even so, those are significant sales increases with just the use of one sign. These are just a few of the hundreds of success stories about the use of signage in interior advertising that we've experienced. Interesting side story, while preparing to write this book, we needed a picture of a quality policy sign in a store to use as an example. We thought this would be a simple enough task, but it proved to be very challenging. We went to a high-end lifestyle shopping center. We visited seven stores and did not find what we were looking for. In fact, we found no signs in these stores, just the tags hanging on the merchandise. In this story, we're not counting the "Yes, we're open" sign on the front door. In the eighth store, we found some signs. This store was a high-end custom furniture store. It was beautiful. The finish out was terrific. The service was great, but it was obvious the signs were designed using Microsoft Word printed out on the copier in the back room and taped to the merchandise. Yes, taped to the merchandise. This was a $10,000 sofa with the least attractive, most inconsistent messaging sign you could have imagined. Why would anyone devalue the merchandise in this way? We could go on, but it's time for you to understand the research and the reasons to employ signage. Hopefully by now, you're starting to capture our belief. If not, we hope that listening to this book, you'll be a believer too. This has been an audio production of the book Sign Sell, Harnessing the Power of Your Interior Advertising by Rick Siegel and Matthew Hudson in conjunction with Fast Signs, recorded by Chuck Kaler. Sign Sell, Harnessing the Power of Your Interior Advertising is copyrighted July 2014 by Matthew Hudson, Rick Siegel, and Fast Signs International Incorporated.